朋友，我是活在耶稣里福音网站的玛丽姐妹，欢迎来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是刘传章牧师，愿神仆人的讲道信息能帮助你认识主耶稣，并能相信主耶稣，得到属天的福分。
感谢神让我们能够来庆祝教会的35周年。
We praise the Lord that we can come together to celebrate the 35th anniversary of the church.
这个30年其实是一代。
30 years is a generation.
一般人是这样子算，就是30，有的人说50年是一代。
Some people say that a generation is 50 years.
但是这个30年也不一定是一个肯定的数字。
But 30 years or 50 years are not definite numbers.
所以当一个人生个孩子的时候就是下一代。
So when someone, give birth to a child, it's the next generation.
这个图片里面呢给我们看到一共有五代。
In this picture, we see actually 5 generations.
这五代呢加起来最老的大概不是180岁。
The oldest one is 180?
No, it's not.
It's not.
所以我们不能够只用30年做一代。
So we cannot say that they are 30 years.
所以一代可以是30年。
So a generation can be 30 years.
那一代呢也可以是18或者20年。
Or it can also be 18 or 20 years.
有的人是18岁生孩子。
Some people give birth to children at 18.
当他生了孩子以后他是一代，那孩子是第二代。
So when you give birth, you have two generations.
所以中间是相隔大概18到20年。
So they're only about 18 years or 20 years gap.
所以我们今天讲35年是一代的话是一个很笼统的这种说法。
So when we say 35 years is generation, we're speaking in generality.
今天早上我们要从一节圣经来思想这个代代相传。
We would like to look at a passage, a verse in the Bible.
在提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
保罗说你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, and trust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
这个导航会的创办人叫做Lawson Truckman.
Lawson Truckman, the founders of Navigators.
他就是根据这一节的圣经开始了导航会的事工。
He started the Navigator Ministry because of this verse.
他看中这个代代相传。
He put emphasis on from generation to generation.
他看中门徒训练的重要。
And he realized the importance of discipleship.
那今天早晨我们要从保罗对世代观的看法。
Today we want to look at Paul's view of generation.
来思想我们圣经教会怎么样可以代代相传。
To think about how our church, CBC, can imitate them.
保罗在这节圣经里面给我们看到四代的人。
In this passage, Paul showed us 4 generations.
那第一代就是保罗自己我所教训的。
The first generation is Paul himself. He said, what you heard me say.
那这个讲到保罗他自己。
It's about Paul himself.
那当然保罗接受福音是从基督而来。
Of course, Paul received the gospel from Jesus Christ.
那是基督之外的第一代就是保罗使徒，使徒保罗和彼得这批人。
So the first generation, after the receiving the message from Christ, is apostles Paul and the other apostles.
然后他们就把这个福音继续的传下去。
And so they, spread the gospel from then on.
然后就有了第二代。
And there comes the second generation.
那这个第二代就是你所听见的，这个讲的是提摩太。
And it is about Timothy. You have heard me say.
那这个是第二代。
This is the second generation.
然后当保罗这样子传递的时候
，So when Paul continued to preach on,
在保罗的思想里面说，不光是你听了，你有了，你还要继续下去。
And in Paul's mind, regardless of how you receive the gospel, after you hear that, you need to pass it on.
所以也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人，这个忠心能教导人的是第三代。
And he said that these you need to entrust to reliable men who will be able to teach. These people are the third generation.
然后那个别人 others 就是第四代。
And teach others, those who receive the teaching are the fourth generation.
那今天我们的信仰或者神给我们的福音如果能够这样子一代一代一代的传下去。
If the truth, the gospel can be passed on to generations and generations like this.
我想就不会有今天欧洲的现象。
Then we will not be like Europe.
那欧洲今天是后基督教的时代。
Europe is a post-Christian era.
那欧洲是福音最早传到过去的地方之一。
Europe was one of the first area that the gospel was preached to.
昨天晚上我们有提到保罗在亚洲传道，上帝不许他，所以他就方向转到欧洲，听到马其顿的呼声。
Last night we talked about Paul wanted to go into Asia, but God would not let him. But then he heard in his dream someone from Macedonia asked him to go over to Europe.
所以创立了腓立比教会、帖撒罗尼迦教会、哥林多教会等等。
And he established the church of Corinth, in Corinth, Philippi, and Thessalonica.
然后宗教改革的时候也是从欧洲开始的。
And the Reformation was started from Europe also.
马丁路德、加尔文这些人都是欧洲人。
John Calvin, Martin Luther, they were all Europeans.
他们对上帝的话、对真理的道理如火如荼。他们对神的话非常的热情的、热烈的去维护跟传扬。
They were very enthusiastic in preaching the God's word.
但是时间慢慢的过去了。
However, time changed.
那今天你去欧洲会看到很多空空的大教堂。
Today, when you go to Europe, you will see a lot of churches, but empty churches.
在阿姆斯特丹，好几间教堂改成餐馆。
In Amsterdam.There were several churches got turned into converted into restaurants.
很多教堂变成其他商业的中心。
Many churches became plazas or commercial centers.
这是一个非常可怕的现象。
It is a very horrible phenomenon.
今天我们在这里庆祝35周年。
As we celebrate our 35 years.
那再来一个35周年，还有这么多人能够坐在这里吗？
In another 35 years, will we still have that many people sitting here?
如果我们不是代代相传。
If you do not pass on the gospel from generation to generation.
所以这个是我们一个重要的挑战。
Therefore, this is a very serious challenge before us.
信仰不只是我们个人的。
Our faith is not just for ourselves.
信仰是传下去的。
Our faith is to be passed on.
那在这一段圣经里面一个最重要的字。
There is a very important word in this verse.
第二章第二节里面，保罗说到说，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
In this verse it says, "And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, and trust the reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others."
那在这句话里面有一个字，最重要的字就是交托。
The most important word in this verse is the word entrust.
那如果有一个东西要传下去的东西到我们的手里面，我们不往下传。
If there's something that you need to pass on, and it's been passed on to you, and it's in your hands now, and you don't pass it on,
我们要交托，要交出去。
What are you going to do? You need to pass it on to others.
你晓得我们中国人有一个东西叫做祖传秘方。
There's something called ancient Chinese secret.
这个 ancient Chinese secret, 这个祖传秘方不可以告诉别人的。
这些祖传秘方呢 we can't tell other people, we can pass it on. This ancient Chinese secret.
有人告诉我说这个呢连媳妇儿都不可以告诉他。
Some people told me that the ancient Chinese secret can't even pass on to the daughter-in-laws.
因为中国人认为媳妇不是自己家的。
Because a lot of Chinese feel that the daughter-in-law is not really part of your family.
所以自己留的。
So you keep it for yourself.
那万一你这个儿子发生意外怎么办？
But in case what if your son something happened to your son?
所以很多的祖传秘方到后面就没有了。
As a result, We lost a lot of those Chinese function, Chinese secrets.
基督的福音不是祖传秘方。
But we need to know that the gospel of Jesus Christ is not an ancient Chinese secret.
基督的福音是要往普天下去传扬的。
We need to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the whole world.
所以我们要交托呢，我们必须要先信任。
So we need to entrust it to someone.
To entrust.
To entrust, you must first trust.
意思就是说，你能够信任这个人吗？
So we need to ask ourselves, do I trust this person?
讲到信任的时候，今天很多人都不信任别人。
Now when you're talking about entrusting something, many people don't trust others.
我们这个就是最近这几个世代吧，上一代、这一代、下一代。那很多时候，因为我们工作忙碌，我们家庭有事，我们对孩子的教育就是说，你不可以相信任何人。
In the current generations, the past generation, the current and the next generation, because people are very busy, and we have not developed the trust among us.
人与人之间没有信任的关系。
We do not trust one another.
而长话短说，我们看在教会里面也看到许多的人把工作抓在自己的手里面不放，特别是牧师。
To make a long story short, this phenomenon can be seen in the church too. Many people, some are pastors, they do not want to entrust things to others.
好像是不敢把事情交给人。
As if they are afraid to pass on.
所以我们要交托必须先信任。
So in order to entrust, we must first trust.
当我们信任人的时候，是容许人可以犯错。
When we trust someone, it means that we allow them to make mistakes.
我们容许人失败。
We allow them to fail.
很多的失败是成功之母。
We know that many times, failure is the beginning of success.
很多年轻人说，我的父母不信任我。 My parents don't trust me.
Yeah, many young people said that their parents don't trust me.
我们需要被信任。
We need to be trusted.
那我们要交托呢，我们必须要可靠可信。
In order to be trusted, we must be trustworthy.
啊，这个另外一方面就是说，我们要把东西交给人。
So on one hand, we need to entrust things to others.
但是我交给谁呢？
But who am I going to entrust it to?
我能不能交给你？
Can I give it to you?
你可不可靠？
Are you trustworthy?
所以两方面。
So those are both sides.
一方面我们要信任人。
On one hand, we need to trust others.
一方面要有可信的人。
On the other hand, we need to have trustworthy people.
所以保罗说，你要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Therefore, Paul said, entrust to reliable men.
因此这个世代相传的关键是什么？
Now, what is the key in passing things from generation to generation?
保罗讲了两件事情。
Paul talked about, mentioned two things.
他第一个讲到说，要需要忠心的人。
First, he said we need to look for faithful people, or reliable people.
上帝需要忠心可靠的人。
The Lord needs people who are faithful and reliable.
上帝所用的人是什么样的人？
What are the kind of people that God uses?
在美国历史上19世纪有一个上帝大大使用的人叫做 D.L. Moody.
In the 19th century in America, there was one person who was greatly used by the Lord. His name is D.L. Moody.
还有在加拿大有一个牧师叫做Oswald.
And there was a pastor in Canada. His name is Oswald.
他们都写过书，书名叫做《上帝所用的人》。
And they both have written books, by the same name.
那上帝所用的人有他的特质。
Now there are special characteristics of people that God uses.
今天早上给大家一个方便容易记的一些原则。
Today I want to give you some principles that are easy to remember.
我用这个英文字的 acronym 来跟大家分享。上帝所用的人，
I will use an acronym to share with you.
就是 faith 这个字，信心这个，信这个字。
I will use the word faith as an acronym.
那第一个就是上帝所用的人是一个可信的人。
So the one that God uses is someone that can be trusted.
那你可以说是faithful， 也可以说是 reliable。
You can say he is faithful, or you can say he is reliable。
那这个人是一个忠心的人。
He is a faithful person。
那什么是忠心呢
？What is faithfulness？
忠心就是你受托的时候，交托给你的事情，你能够完成。
Being faithful means that when something is being entrusted to you, you can be, you will bring it to completion.
那第一个是你完成，第二个是你要按时。
Now first, you need to finish it, and second, you need to finish it on time.
那我们被受托的时候，交托一个工作，比如交一个工作给你，你要两个礼拜之内要完工。
If I entrusted something to you and telling you that you need to finish it in 2 weeks,
所以你在两个礼拜之内不光是完成了就做得好。
So within the 2 weeks, not only do you need to finish it, you need to do a good job also.
上帝是要寻找这样的人来服侍他。
God wants this kind of people to serve him.
第二个特征就是上帝所用的人是一个负责的人。
So the next one, next qualification is someone who is
accountable.
Accountable.
五个字了 ,faithful, accountable,Integrity, teachable, and honesty.
Okay. Yeah.
可信靠的人
someone,
负责的人正直的人受教的人和诚实的人、我再讲第二个就是负责的人
So now talk about being accountable.
我们服侍上帝的时候我们要向上帝负责
When we serve other people, we are responsible, accountable to God.
那这个是很重要的
It is very important.
我们向上帝负责
We are accountable to God.
我们也要向人负责。
We are also accountable to man.
当我们不向人负责的时候
，If we are not accountable to man,
你说我向神负责
，And you said I'm accountable to God,
我有问题。
Then there is a problem.
我们不光是因为你向上帝负责 ，nobody 没有人知道
，because nobody knows whether you are really accountable to God or not.
你说我向上帝负责
，You can say I am accountable to God.
但是我看不见你向上帝负责
，But I can't see that.
所以你也要向人负责。
Therefore, you also need to be accountable to God.
这两方面都要。
So you need a balance.
看不见的跟看得见的。
The, what is unseen and also what is seen.
交给我们的工作。
Whatever is entrusted.
受托的人。
The one who is being entrusted.
我们要交账。
We need to be accountable.
不想讲了。第三个要正直。
Third is
integrity.
Integrity.
Integrity, 简单来说就是表里一致。
What it means is that you are consistent. Outside and inside, you're consistent.
在人前是这样子，在人后也是这样。
You are the same way before people or when people don't see you.
我以前讲过一个故事。
I mentioned about a story before.
有一个牧师一次到一个人家里面去拜访。
One time a pastor went to visit someone.
牧师来的时候要表现得比较属灵
When the pastor is here they show the they look very spiritual
所以牧师来的时候这个爸爸就跟儿子说赶快去把那个大的书拿来
So the, when the pastor is here the father told the son hey hurry up and bring the big book
那这个大的书呢就是圣经
And he was referring to the Bible as the big book
这个爸爸的脑子里面想的是圣经
The father was thinking about the Bible.
可是这个儿子脑子想的是 Sears catalog.
But in the son's mind, he thought the father was talking about the Sears catalog.
所以他把 Sears 的这个我也不知道中文怎么讲 catalog 就拿来。
So he brought the Sears catalog.
表示说他们这一家人平时在家里面是看整天看 shopping.
So in other words, this family spent a lot of the time shopping. Look at catalog.
然后牧师来的时候就要看圣经。
So when the pastor comes, they want to show the Bible.
这个就是表里不一致。
Now, this is being inconsistent.
今天很多人讲这个 integrity 的问题。
Now, this is the problem of integrity today.
上帝所用的人要正直。
Now, the person that God uses needs to have integrity.
然后 T 是受教的人。
T is teachable.
这个 disciple 这个字，门徒这个字。
The word disciple
是学生
actually means student
是要学习
A student needs to learn
中文说活到老学到老
In Chinese saying as long as you live you need to continue to learn
有我最近记得两句话
I remember two phrases.
他说人生有两大悲哀。
He said that there are two regrettable things in life.
第一个就是结婚之后不恋爱。
The first thing is that you stop loving, stop being in love after you get married.
第二个是毕业之后不学习。
The second is that you stop learning after you graduated.
那做基督徒一生是做学生。
As a Christian, we need to be a student.
上帝说使用的人是一个愿意受教的人。
The one that God uses is one who is teachable.
所以主日学的老师不教主日学的时候要去上主日学。
Therefore, Sunday school teachers need to go to Sunday school when you are not teaching.
记得吗?
Do you hear that?
最后一个是诚实。
The next one is honesty.
这个世界是一个撒谎的世界。
This is a lying world.
有一本书，我这个从一本书里面看到介绍这本书，有一本书叫做《美国，你们美国人，你们什么时候停止撒谎》。
There's a book.Called
Americans, when are you stop lying? 我自己没看到这本书。
I did not read this book.
我也是在一个地方讲到 quote 这个书的名字。
But I quoted the name of this book in one sermon that I gave.
完了以后我说我们中国人也很会撒谎。
And then I told them that Chinese know how to lie too.
不是吗?
Isn't it true?
然后散会有一个人跑到前面来。
So after the meeting, someone came forward to me,
来挑战我,
to challenge me,
认为我说的不对,
because he felt that what I said was not true.
我觉得中国人最会撒谎。
I feel that Chinese really know how to lie.
最会讲假话。
It's the best liars in the world.
你不相信的话, 我可以给你证明。
Now, if you don't believe me, I can give you proof.
所以我们要做一个诚实的人。
We need to be honest people.
要做忠心的人。
We need to be faithful.
上帝需要忠心的人。
God needs faithful people.
上帝需要有能的人。
God needs people who are capable.
是受过训练的人。
People who have been trained and equipped.
那这个 discipline, 哈 ,discipline, 这个字。
The word discipline.
是要运动的。
Discipline means that you need to exercise.
在美国很兴这个打球是不是? Football.
Football is very hard.
Baseball, 很多这些打球的人他们要受严格的训练。
All these athletes need to be disciplined. They have gone through training.
他们的训练比我们基督徒的训练要多的好的不知道多少倍。
And they train really hard, very hard.
但是上帝要用我们的话，我们也要受训练。
And if the Lord is to use us, we need to be disciplined.
那等一下我会讲到其他的事情，就再加强这一点。
Now later on, I will talk more about it.
那我想就是说，如果我们要把这个保罗说要把这个他所教导的传给下一代的时候。
And Paul said that if we to entrust what we know to the next generation.
那我们这个教托什么东西呢？这个信仰的传承是什么呢？
So what are we going to entrust to them? What is the content of the faith?
我们怎么样把我们的信仰传到下一代？
How are we going to pass on the baton of our faith to the next generation?
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。